Brilliance Audio presents
I Never Had It Made by Jackie Robinson as told to Alfred Duckett. This book was first published in October of 1972, less than 1 week after Jack Roosevelt Robinson, the first black man to play in baseball's major leagues, had died of a heart attack at the age of 53 at his home in Stamford, Connecticut. The final pages were sent to the publisher a week before he died. I never had it made. I guess if I could choose one of the most important moments in my life, I would go back to 1947 in the Yankee Stadium in New York City. It was the opening day of the World Series, and I was, for the first time, playing in the series as a member of the Brooklyn Dodgers team. It was a history-making day. It would be the first time that a black man would be allowed to participate in a World Series. I had become the first black player in the major leagues. I was proud of that, and yet I was uneasy. Branch Rickey, the president of the Brooklyn Dodgers, had shocked some of his fellow baseball tycoons and angered others by deciding to smash the unwritten law that kept blacks out of the big leagues. He had chosen me as the person to lead the way. It hadn't been easy. Some of my own teammates refused to accept me because I was black. Within the club, Mr. Rickey had put down rebellion by letting my teammates know that anyone who didn't want to accept me could leave. But the problems within the Dodgers club had been minor compared to the opposition outside. It hadn't been that easy to fight the resentment expressed by players on other teams, by the team owners, or by bigoted fans screaming, "Nigger!" The hate mail piled up. There were threats against me.